From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. All this week, we've been talking about the population health experiment that the health technology company Cerner is conducting in the town of Nevada, Missouri. But there are still a lot of unanswered questions. Will Cerner's message and grassroots approach resonate with people in this rural community? Can small changes like new playground equipment and a community garden really have an impact on Nevada's poor health rankings? And more simply, will this program work? To help forecast what may come from Cerner's efforts in Nevada, I spoke with Dr. Keith Mueller, the director of the Rural Policy Research Institute, Center for Rural Health Policy Analysis. Mueller agrees with Cerner's contention that population health is likely to be the next big thing in healthcare.
Absolutely. The emphasis that we're seeing in how healthcare is paid for, and of course that drives a lot of behavior, is to pay for value. And value really means keeping people healthy. And the best way to do that is keeping populations healthy rather than trying to do it one person at a time. This is not new, and it's exciting to see it gain some emphasis in how we do things overall.
Cerner's approach to developing this population health model is to spend time in this rural community and understand some of the challenges these rural areas face when it comes to health. Can you speak to some of the challenges as you see them through your research and work?
Well, the challenge for rural is you don't have that same infrastructure. You don't have the same level of financial asset that you do in a larger area. So the challenge is, how do you bring together the assets that you do have, and perhaps in new and creative ways? So Cerner is right that to do that, instead of having a model that might work well in, you know, Kansas City, St. Louis, Columbia, you have to develop something that works well given the characteristics of that smaller local rural community.
Right. And their strategy for getting to know the community involves, as I said, enlisting the help of local leaders to generate ideas and spread the message, as opposed to bringing in, you know, a huge marketing campaign and kind of doing it all themselves. Is that a smart way to go about this?
Yes, it is. And for that, I'd say that would be really true no matter where you were. What you want to be able to do is understand what motivates the local population, and you want the local citizens, if you will, to be able to use whatever their normal network is. And you can't do that from a distance. And you can't do that by bringing in a blueprint and saying everybody's going to follow this blueprint. You have to do it, as you suggest, by meeting with the people in the community and helping them develop whatever initiatives are going to work locally.
And some of the local initiatives are really, really small, like putting in a new piece of playground equipment that is more interactive. It doesn't seem like it's measurable, or you could ever know how much of an impact these things could have.
You may not be able to know the impact one at a time of new playground equipment, to use that example. What you can't measure is outcome in terms of health, but you could measure how many people are using the new equipment. You can do that by simple observation. That's really where you want to start. You want to and then build momentum from that. And that's an approach that's not unique to what you're describing that Cerner may be doing in communities in Missouri. That's the general approach of, you know, just about any community-based sort of wellness health activity initiative that I've seen.
You talked about building momentum, and one of the things that's happening in Nevada now, as I see it, is they've got a lot of support from people who are probably already kind of interested in building a healthier community. But I think that then they're going to reach a level of the population that were never inclined to get on board with this, and it's going to take a lot more effort to kind of get those people on board.
There are two ways of thinking about that. One is, there are ways to try to reach almost everybody to help them understand what they need to do and help them do it. But there's likely to be a core at some level where you just can't anymore, where the resource investment it would take to try to change the behavior is beyond capability. But we're not close to that core yet. And I think you're right. As you You can do some things where you reach a fair number of people fairly quickly, and then it just gets progressively more challenging. And then the other piece to that is understanding that to reach some part of the community, you really need, again, to understand as best you can what is the network those people have that they would rely on. So it may be that you need to find a different organization, or you need to even get down to the level of, you know, who's the person in this neighborhood that folks listen to, and work through that.
Do you think it's even possible to develop a population health model that can be used in many rural communities?
Yes, I do. And the way to do that is to develop a model that has discrete elements. So think of it as a menu of choices. And what you might do is Nevada may look at that list of elements and say, well, that one makes some sense given our community. Let's try that first. You know, Cape Girardeau might say, well, no, it's a different one that makes sense here. Because communities are going to say that, well, we're unique, and all the way down to the level of community organizations saying the people we serve are unique, to providers saying, well, my patients are sicker. But at some point, everybody's willing, I think, to admit that, you know, we could do something better, and what are some ideas out there? And then the way to spread that is sharing those ideas across communities that do look alike.
The Cerner message brings economic opportunity into the equation. When it comes to health, have you seen any research that suggests that connecting economic development to health will help them be more successful in getting people on board in these rural communities?
The research is a little thin. The use of that strategy is becoming kind of prolific. And it makes sense. And if you are in a community where they're worried about the economy, and that's probably the number one worry in the community, then you do want to show there is a link between what we would do with health and the economic development of the community.
Cerner obviously wants to monetize this this model and sell it to other communities because kind of like a package.
Right.
So how does the fact that Cerner wants to monetize this model affect the public health research that's happening in the public sector?
Well, it certainly makes sense from a Cerner perspective. If they want to continue doing it, it has to become part of what they do. And how all that plays out over time, I think it will be interesting to watch. I mean, we've been in public-private, private-public partnership mode, I think, for at least 10 years now. And this may be another example of feeling out where is that blend of what corporations, and I'm sure Cerner will not be the only one, do to develop products to help communities, and what the public investment is through, at the national level, entities like the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That's a little bit of a general answer because population health is not new, but this kind of interest in it and willingness to invest in it is new, and we'll have to see how that plays out.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. This interview is part of our week-long series on Healthy Nevada. You can listen to the entire series at kbia.org.